VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And today is, when we come to a Friday, and we know that this is a Friday news roundup and comment, we know that the stack of news and information before us will be a rather large stack. It says Sandy has been compiling stories all the week long, and, well, we'll do our best to get to what we can, what we should, as the Lord leads. In for Jim Schneider today, I am Dalton Windsor. I'll begin today's program with a word of thanks for joining us, and we truly hope that this program will move you to action. And specifically, to the Christians who are listening, that it would move us to prayer like nothing else ever has before. As I sit in for Jim today and I look back at just these past several days of all the work that has been done in this studio, and if you've been with us for Crosstalk this week, you know that Jim has just, we've had so many guests this week. Yesterday's broadcast with guest Michael Letts, is a terror wave coming? Back on Wednesday, our guest was Tom DeWeese. Tom talked with Jim about it's all about control. It's all about those, the elite, the globalists in this world, wanting control of everything that you and I say and do. We can look back at Jim's show to Tuesday, a show that a radio program that Jim presented called Targeted. Friends, these programs are brought to you on a daily basis, and not just as information, and here's another program, here's another show, but truly shows and programs that have been prayed about, that have been prayed over to help give you the information you need to make the decisions, the critical decisions that need to be made in your life, in your family's lives, the work that is being done in your church. And I'll just say this out the gate here, that the only way that America today could possibly be in the sad shape that she is in is if those in power want it that way. Let me say that again. The only way that America today could possibly be in the sad shape that we are in is if those in power are making it that way. Having said that, I will add this. Those who make it that way, they don't know any better. And they need someone to point them, or maybe better said, warn them that there is a right way to do the things we do. So is the subject matter heavy today? Well, of course, because friends, we're reading headlines about children who are being hurt, children who are being injured, families who are being destroyed and wrecked, soldiers who are hurt, people's careers that are being just completely destroyed. We are in a place today, and seemingly there are not many answers, and no Republican and no Democrat is going to be able to fix it by simply partisan means. Really excited here in a little while to share with you a portion of an open letter from a pastor here in America, and seeing how that is going to make a difference. It has to make a difference. As we mentioned, you know, our country being in the state that she's in today, and how those who are in power, they don't know any better than to just continue to do what they do. But they don't know any better until someone stands up, somewhere, somebody standing up to say, enough, there's a better way. We'll get into some headlines here, and you'll quickly see why we start today's program in such a way. But when I'm looking at a stack of news here, and on the very top, the headline says Biden, speaking of President Biden here, warns of nuclear Armageddon. You can understand why tensions are high here in the studio today. But thankfully, we trust in a sovereign God. As believers in Christ, people of faith, we know that nothing is going to get through to us that has not first come through Him. Does not mean, though, that the voice of warning and the word of truth should not continue to go forth while we are here. So the National Review, can you believe this? As we read this, we're 7 days into the month of October. Just yesterday, late yesterday, the National Review publishing this on Biden warning of a nuclear Armageddon. And when we talk about Armageddon, that's one of those big fancy words that gets thrown around everywhere, right? It's, you know, the end battle, the ultimate coming end battle between all-time battle between good and evil, right? That's Hollywood always throws that word around so loosely. But we know that there is an Armageddon that the Bible speaks about, Scripture talks about. But President Joe Biden issuing a warning about a potential nuclear Armageddon, speaking at a fundraiser for the Democratic senatorial campaign yesterday evening, saying that we have not faced the prospect of Armageddon since Kennedy and the Cuban Missile Crisis. Joe Biden said, "I don't think there is any such a thing as the ability to easily use a tactical nuclear weapon and not end up with Armageddon. It has been widely speculated that Russia could employ tactical nuclear weapons in an effort to turn the tide in its war of aggression against Ukraine." You listen to any amount of news over the past several days. You've been hearing about Putin and the hinting of using nukes. Here from Just the News, Russia has deployed a, quote, city killer. Russia has deployed a, quote, city killer submarine to the Arctic Circle and mobilized a convoy of military vehicles responsible for the transport of Moscow's nuclear arsenal in this latest sign that Russian President Vladimir Putin plans to escalate the conflict following a string of battlefield failures. Russian Telegram channel Rybar on Sunday, earlier this week, showing a video depicting armored vehicles. The transports reportedly belong to the 12th Maine Directorate of the Ministry of Defense, which oversees the Russian nuclear stockpile. Moreover, NATO has warned that the Belgorod, a newly commissioned supersized submarine, had left port per the outlet. The submarine is reportedly able to house the nuclear torpedoes and could feasibly trigger enormous tsunamis through their use. So there appears to be, obviously, some action on the words, what has been being hinted by Vladimir Putin. Troubling, yes. Matter of prayer, absolutely. The Biden administration, Newsmax is reporting, the Biden administration is purchasing a drug supply to treat radiation sickness. Now, hold on, because we're not shifting gears or changing subjects here. The Biden administration purchasing a drug supply to treat radiation sickness. The Department of Health and Human Services has announced this just as of Thursday morning, October 6. The acquisition comes at a time when Vladimir Putin is threatening to use nuclear weapons during his country's war in Ukraine. Last month, Putin warned the West that he isn't bluffing over using all the means at his disposal to protect Russia's territory. And a Department of Health and Human Services spokesman says this purchase is part of a long-standing, ongoing effort by the administration for strategic preparedness and response to better prepare the U.S. for the potential health impacts of a wide range of threats to national security, including chemical, biological, radiological, nuclear, pandemic, and emerging infectious diseases. Do you remember, and I'm sure Jim had this on the program multiple times, but do you remember back in probably June, maybe July, that the city of New York was running public service announcements on how to survive nuclear attack? Do you remember hearing about that? These were ads actually airing that had been pre-produced. Obviously, we work in radio and television here, and so we realize that much thought and preparation has to go into preparing an announcement for television, for radio, and so for weeks prior, they're preparing this message for New Yorkans. They're, what do you call them, New Yorkians? They're Americans there at New York. But how to be prepared for nuclear attack? And now we in America purchasing drug supply to treat radiation sickness. Getting ready for, well, that, what would be that, and many other things. I'm looking at the clock here, and we've got to speed things up, but whoa. Now, with all of that being said and all of that going on, how does this one square up with your thinking? Newsmax also saying presidential drawdowns for military aid to Ukraine has left the United States with dangerously low levels of weapon stockpiles. That's according to a report obtained by Newsmax. As the U.S. continues to provide security assistance to Ukraine, defense primes have been tasked with both meeting newfound demand throughout Europe and restocking U.S. inventories that have dwindled. Whose inventories that have dwindled? U.S. inventories that have dwindled as a result of 20 presidential drawdowns since August of 2021. That's as a result of 20 presidential drawdowns since August of 2021. That's from this report. Department of Defense officials have indicated that ammunition stocks with several ground systems have dwindled to levels that would be considered problematic during wartime. Friends, how did we preface this program with the comment that said the only way that America could possibly be in the sad shape that we are in, and not just militarily, but spiritually and in morally and so many facets, the only way that America could possibly be in the sad shape that we are in today is if that those in power are making it that way. And knowing this, that those who are making it that way, they don't know any better. And they need someone to point them, even warn them, toward the right way. When we come back, there is so much more to get to, including some big news out of California, where a pastor is standing up to a governor there. You do not want to miss this. Probably some familiar names we'll share with you when Crosstalk continues. Stay with us.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist and creation researcher with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, when we look at humanity, where do all the different skin colors come from?
Chris, of course, all our traits are controlled by our genes, and they've always been quite mysterious. Now, as the human genome has been decoded, the mystery of the origin of skin color has not been solved. We can't figure out what controls the genes. Evidently, there's something behind the genes that turns them on and off and controls how long they operate. Here at the Institute for Creation Research, we're researching this, and I predict that many of these plaguing problems will soon be solved. One thing for certain, it won't be solved by claiming the genes randomly mutated. They were created by an intelligent designer. The designer that's mentioned back in Genesis.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
The This is Crosstalk on the VCY America Radio Network. Friday, it is the news roundup and comment time. And we will open up the phone lines here, God willing, in just a little bit. We'll keep things over in Europe for just a little bit longer here. Another headline, the Daily Torch reporting a rapid escalation of the war in Ukraine has followed Russia's annexation of Donetsk and other cities across the Donbas region of eastern Ukraine. The Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipelines were bombed, and now Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has requested fast-track approval of Ukraine's application to be in NATO. There is so much to this, learning what all of this means and, you know, the implications and why they're not already in NATO. Of course, many understand all that has been taking place. Russia not allowing, saying, no, you will not be in NATO, Ukraine. Under Article 10 of the NATO Treaty, the parties may, by unanimous agreement, invite any other European state in a position to further the principles of this treaty and to contribute to the security of the North Atlantic area to accede to this treaty. As for Ukraine, the U.S. appeared to pour cold water on Kiev's request to join the alliance, with White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan telling reporters on September 30th the process in Brussels should be taken up at a different time. That is, quote, at a different time when 20% of Ukraine's territory is not compromised by Russia. Moving right along here, just needed to get one more in over on the situation at with Russia and the pending comments from our president regarding nuclear Armageddon, the things that are being discussed here, friends. Christians wondering if there's anything to pray about. They need not go much further than their newspaper. And, well, in other headlines here, and we will be getting to this story as well about someone standing up to their governor and making a powerful noise, not just noise, but hopefully, prayerfully, an impact. See how this one strikes you today. We talk about America being in a weakened status. Many agree that's the case. So much relief to Ukraine and the drawdowns, military means and such that you just heard us sharing. What about our troops? What about the soldiers? Here's a headline that'll make you sick. American Military News, the Biden administration defended its decision to discharge nearly 20,000 healthy U.S. troops for refusing to take the COVID-19 shot, despite dangerously low recruitment numbers. Now, during an appearance on Fox and Friends, John Kirby, the coordinator for strategic communications at the National Security Council, insisted that the COVID-19, quote, vaccines are important for military readiness. And I want to go to this audio here and just let you hear the exchange for yourself. This was on Fox and Friends and Brian Kilmeade really taking John Kirby to task here on 20,000 healthy, willing soldiers because they refuse the jab.
Admiral, the other major story is the amount of men and women in our military that have been forced out because they won't get vaccinated for a pandemic that the president said is over. Let me just read you some of these numbers. Almost 9,000 Marines, almost 4,000 Air Force members, 2,632 Coast Guard, who the president just heralded for their incredible work in Florida, 19,460 total active service men and women. You as an admiral who knows what it takes and the sacrifice you make to join the military, to get kicked out like this, can you possibly talk some sense into this White House to reverse policy?
Well, I'll tell you, Brian, I mean, and we, you know, you and I have talked about this quite some time over the last year or so. The vaccinations are a valid military requirement. You want your troops to be ready. And part of being ready is being healthy and not being able or not having the ability to infect your unit and to make their unit readiness any worse than it is. Look, I'm talking to you from home here because I'm wrapping up my own bout with COVID here over the last 10
Admiral,
days.
Exactly.
I'm not going to the
Admiral, exactly.
I don't want to get.
But listen, just to blend in the military and the science, we all know that this vaccine does not address any of the variants we're currently experiencing. So therefore, there's minimal positive to getting it now, which is why you guys don't even talk about it. To invest in our people and train them and then dismiss them for experimental vaccine is folly when you can't recruit. Every one of your branches can't recruit their threshold, yet you're kicking out good men and women. How do you explain that?
Well, look, Brian, first of all, the Navy did make their recruiting goals for enlisted personnel this year. Yes, it's a tough recruiting environment. We recognize that. But it's also you have a requirement to be healthy to be able to serve. And this is a valid military requirement. It's a,
you really
it's a
think
lawful
so?
Order to get the vaccine. And look, even if it doesn't prevent you from getting COVID, I'm double boosted. I got it myself here just the last week.
That's your decision.
Or so. It makes the symptoms a lot less severe. It gets you back on duty.
So it's worth kicking out the healthiest people in our country who are already sacrificing. It's worth kicking them out?
Brian, we would rather not lose anybody, of course, to the vaccine. We'd rather not lose anybody from a retention perspective to have them leave the service earlier than they wanted or we wanted them to.
Right.
But it's a valid military requirement.
No, it isn't. This is an experimental vaccine that just came off the shelf.
Brian.
You know it's not valid, and it's risk our national security.
Brian.
Admiral, you are a military officer. You could talk sense into this White House.
I was a military officer. That's why I'm telling you. That vaccines are common for you. You can't even join the military without taking about a dozen or so vaccines to make sure that you're healthy so that you can contribute to the unit's success and readiness. We don't want to lose anybody to the vaccine.
You're losing 20,000.
Whether they get the vaccine or not, we don't. But Brian, you got to have a healthy force. This is a valid health requirement. Health is central to our readiness as a military unit. And you're not just, it's not just about you.
That is the exchange on Fox and Friends, the morning program, and, of course, Brian Kilmeade pressing John Kirby there on, the fact that what the estimate is 20,000 are leaving the military as a response to, they're not going to take the experimental COVID-19 vaccine, quote-unquote vaccine. 20,000. So you talk about, again, the sad shape that America finds itself. And, you know, John Kirby, they're saying that the Navy has met its recruiting goals this year. Well, maybe so for the Navy, and thankful for that. But here is from WorldNet Daily reporting, amid the vaccine mandates, complaints of woke policies and indoctrination and a tight jobs market, the Army fell 25% short of its recruitment goals this year. Now, what is 25% of the Army's recruitment goal? That's about 15,000 soldiers. That, according to the AP, the shortfall actually is worse because the original target of 485,000 active duty soldiers was cut by 12,000 in April and further reduced later to 466,000. We began this program saying the only way that America today could possibly be in the sad shape that she is in is if those in power are simply making it that way. When you have a president talking about a proverbial or possibly literal nuclear war, nuclear Armageddon, when you have discussions such as this, is this a time to be draining your country of its strengths, of its military, of its people? I think of a program that Jim has done in the past here on Crosstalk that you possibly heard. What in the world? These are. But again, those who are apparently making it the ways that they simply don't know any better. And someone needs to point out to them. Someone needs to warn them of the better way. Maybe remind them of where we come from here in this country. How we got here, and how we certainly are not going to be able to maintain who we are, who we've been, what we have always stood for here in this country. And friends, this is. Allow me to change screens here. We have several screens in front of us, and I want to get to this open letter. It's an open letter to Governor Gavin Newsom. And we're going to change gears a little bit here, but the principle of what we're talking about can be applied here. This is an open letter to Governor Gavin Newsom of California. Sir, Almighty God says in His Word that righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a disgrace to any people. Proverbs 14. Scripture also teaches that it is the chief duty of any civic leader to reward those who do well and to punish evildoers. Romans 13. Governor, you have not only failed in that responsibility, you routinely turn it on its head, rewarding evildoers and punishing the righteous. The Word of God pronounces judgment on those who call evil good and good evil, Isaiah 5. And yet many of your policies reflect this unholy, upside-down view of honor and morality. The diabolical effects of your worldview are evident in the statistics of California's epidemics of crime, homelessness, sexual perversion such as homosexuality and transgenderism, and other malignant expression of human misery that stem directly from corrupt public policy. I don't need to itemize or elaborate on the many immoral decisions that you have perpetrated against God and the people of our state, which have only exacerbated these problems. Nevertheless, my goal in writing to you, Governor, is not to contend with your politics, but rather to plead with you to hear and to heed what the Word of God says to men in your position. Let all the kings bow down before Him, all nations serve Him. Psalm 72:11. 2 Samuel chapter 23, verses 3 through 4. He who rules over men righteously, who rules in the fear of God, is as the light of the morning when the sun rises. And then from Proverbs 16, verse 12. It is an abomination for kings to commit wicked acts, for a throne is established on righteousness. This open letter to Governor Gavin Newsom continues saying, what God said to Cyrus is a truth you should take to heart. Isaiah chapter 45, where God says, I am the Lord, and there is no other. Besides me, there is no God. I will gird you, though you have not known me, that men may know from the rising to the setting of the sun that there is no one besides me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. Governor, in mid-September, you revealed to the entire nation how thoroughly rebellious against God you are when you sponsored billboards across America promoting the slaughter of children, the children whom He creates in the womb. Psalm 139, verses 13 through 16, and Isaiah 45, verses 9 through 12. Friends, this open letter to the governor of California we'll continue on the other side of the break. Stay with us. You're listening to Crosstalk.
When it comes to eternity, most people assume they will go to heaven thinking their good deeds will outweigh their bad and God will allow them entrance. At most funerals, people will console one another saying, they are in a better place. But how do you know that? How do you know if you will be in a better place? In the book, Are You Going to a Better Place? Author Richard Schmidt presents how you can know for sure that your sins are forgiven and you are on your way to heaven. See, after you die, there will be no negotiation with God. The scriptures provide the one way today that God's justice can be satisfied, guaranteeing that you will be in an eternal dwelling place with Him. One copy of this book is available for a donation of $10, three for $24, or five copies for a donation of $30. Call VCY America at 1-800-729-9829.
You are listening to Crosstalk on the VCY America Radio Network. And as we get back into this next segment, we will be opening the phone lines here shortly, so do stay with us for that. We began the program today with a statement saying that the only way that America could possibly be in the sad shape that she is in today is for if those who are in power are just wanting it that way. They are making it that way. But we also follow that statement by saying those who make it that way, they don't know any better. And they need someone to point them to the better way and possibly simply to warn them of a right and better way. We're sharing, just before the break, we were introducing and beginning to share from an open letter that has been sent to California Governor Gavin Newsom. In fact, a possible 2024 candidate for president, by the way. This open letter to the governor continues. In mid-September, Governor, you revealed to the entire nation how thoroughly rebellious against God you are when you sponsored billboards across America promoting the slaughter of children, the children whom God creates in the womb. Psalm 139, verses 13 through 16, and Isaiah chapter 45, verses 9 through 12. Governor, you further compounded the wickedness of that murderous campaign with a reprehensible act of gross blasphemy, quoting the very words of Jesus from Mark chapter 12, verse 31, as if you could somehow twist his meaning, and arrogate his name in favor of butchering unborn infants. You used the name and the words of Christ to promote the credo of Moloch, as in Leviticus chapter 20. Governor, it would be hard to imagine a greater sacrilege. Furthermore, you chose words from the lips of Jesus without admitting that in the same moment he gave the greatest commandment, that you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. Jesus quoted there in Mark chapter 12. Governor, you cannot love God as he commands while abiding in the murder of his image bearers. Psalm 50, verses 16 through 19, speaks to people who pervert the word of God for their own sinful ends. But to the wicked, God says, "What right have you to recount my statutes and to take my covenant in your mouth? For you hate discipline, and you cast my words behind you. When you see a thief, you are pleased with him, and you associate with adulterers. You let your mouth loose in evil, and you harness your tongue for deceit." My concern, Governor Newsom, is that your own soul lies in grave eternal peril. Each one of us will give an account of himself to God. One day, not very long from now, you will face that reality. Nothing is more certain. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27 says, "It is appointed for men to die once, and after this comes the judgment." You, Governor, will stand in the presence of the holy God who created you, who is your judge, and he will demand that you give an account for how you have flouted his authority in your governing, and how you have twisted his own holy word to rationalize it. As you look over the precipice of eternity, what will your answer be? When you look ahead of you and see that nothing awaits you but eternal misery, the just punishments for your sins, what will all the clever rationalizations and political talking points avail for you then? And by then it will be too late for any remedy or redemption. For it is a terrifying thing to fall into the hands of the living God. My plea to you, sir, is that you would not let it come to that, that you would not go to that day of judgment apart from receiving forgiveness and righteousness through faith in Christ alone. In Psalm 50, after rebuking the wicked for uttering God's words in a profane way, Scripture makes this promise: "Now consider this, you who forget God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there will be none to deliver. He who offers a sacrifice of thanksgiving glorifies me,
and he who orders his way, I shall show the salvation of God. Psalm 50, verses 22 and 23. So there is a salvation. There is salvation for those who repent. Christ purchased full redemption for all who will turn from wickedness, forsake their evil thoughts and actions, and trust fully in him as Lord and Savior. Our church and countless Christians nationwide are praying for your full repentance, Governor. Please respond to the gospel. Forsake the path of wickedness that you have pursued all of your life. Turn to Christ. Ask for forgiveness and use your office to advance the cause of righteousness, as is your duty, instead of undermining it, as has been your pattern. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, and he will have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Found in Isaiah chapter 55, verses 6 and 7. Governor Newsom, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Writing for the Master, John MacArthur. This, friends, an open letter to Governor Gavin Newsom that was published a week ago, Thursday, September the 29th of 2022. Again, from, well, if you listen to this network, or maybe you're listening there and he is your pastor, you know the work that is done there through Grace Church. And friends, someone has to tell the truth. Someone has to stand in that gap. Someone has to shout from the rooftops the alarm, the warning that we're going the wrong way in every single direction. There is blood, there is innocent blood on the hands of this nation. 1-800-733-9829 to get on board with us today. 1-800-733-9829. Is this America that you have been hearing about this first half hour here of today's program, the things that we have our hands that we're involved in, the things that we're doing to reverse what was once such a free nation, what was once such a compassionate nation, what was once such a land where people could come here and truly, for the right reasons, to participate in freedom. Is what we're fighting for today and the things that we're doing today, is America today what it was in the beginning? And the things that we're clinging to. I mean, imagine buying billboards across the country in support of slaying the unborn, killing the unborn. Imagine voting to support more of the same. And don't get us wrong. We want as many who want to come here to come to our country and to be free. And that's the America that we all have experienced ourselves. That's a nation, right? A nation of immigrants. But we want you to come here legally. We want you to come here for the right reasons. Now we go from Governor Newsom in California to Governor DeSantis in Florida, and we are up against the break already, but possibly you heard, you know about the hurricanes we've been dealing with this past week, and well, now there's the aftermath of the hurricanes, and Governor DeSantis of Florida talking about what they're left with now, not just the storm damage, but some unwelcome help.
We've had four looters that were arrested, I guess a couple days ago, and they need to be brought to justice, and we're not going to tolerate it. But you know, three of the four are illegal aliens. And so these are people that are foreigners. They're illegally in our country. And not only that, they try to loot and ransack in the aftermath of a natural disaster. I mean, they should be prosecuted, but they need to be sent back to their home country. They should not be here at all.
A lot of work going on to restore things post the hurricane, but a lot of work going on by those who only intend to steal, kill, and destroy. 1-800-733-9829. 1-800-733-9829. It looks like Meredith is on line two in Spencer, Tennessee. Meredith, we thank you for calling Crosstalk today.
Yes. Brother Windsor, these government people know exactly what they're doing. President Biden, Carl Schwab, and Bill Gates, and they're like, why, they're clapping their hands over this military discharge. Governor Newsom knows exactly what he's doing. They have an agenda.
Yes, many believe they're doing it, right off script. Somebody is writing this, and I would tend to agree with that statement that they do know exactly what they're doing. They just don't know any better either.
Right.
So many would
thank
say,
you.
All right, thank you for the call in Tennessee. Looks like Deborah is in Milwaukee. You're on the air, Deborah.
Hello, thank you for taking my call. I'm going to say, I remember the Cuban Missile Crisis of 1962. People were scared. It went on for 2 weeks. I remember how scared people were. I was only 11 years old. And I just want to say one thing. 1962, this was a very Christian nation. Abortion was illegal. Divorce was rare. Cohabitation for marriage was unknown. I just fear for my country. Now that I'm retired, all I see on television is pushing of homosexuality. Homosexuality. This is a known in 1962. And I just want to say, I never thought I'd see today John Pierre, the press secretary for President Biden. She is married to another woman. She's married to Suzanne Moveau of CNN. I never thought I'd live to see this in this once great Christian nation. Thank you very much.
All right, Deborah, thank you for the call. And as we've made the comment several times throughout the program today that, you know, those in power doing what they, doing what is right in their own eyes, right? Doing what is right in their own eyes. And they don't know any better because, well, they are their own God, and they just operate as they see fit, correct? And we're thankful when someone such as John MacArthur, Pastor MacArthur, stands up in his pulpit and preaches the word. Many would put the fault of the status of our country today at the door of the church because the church has been quiet too long. And today we are commending someone in the church that is standing against this, saying, no, there is a better way. You're wrong to be going the direction that you are going. And so we want to call out when we see the error and point the error out to who it belongs to, but we also want to commend those who are standing up. And God, throughout the generations, has always had that remnant of people that are not willing or who are not afraid to stand up and say, thus saith the Lord. And that's where we stand here today, already up against the break. Alice is in Arkansas. Skip is in Tucson. Stand by. We'll come back with more of your calls. On the other side of the break, Friday News Roundup and Comment when Crosstalk continues. Thank you for listening.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website is worldviewreport.com. Recently in Forbes magazine, Bill Gates declared, quote, we're going to have a hung election and a civil war, end quote. Why would Bill Gates say this? Bill Gates, of course, is one of the deep staters, many of us believe, and is well plugged in to many globalist organizations, including the UN. Why all the narrative about violence surrounding the U.S. election? Now, U.S. Senator Susan Collins has come out talking about her fears of the physical safety for members of Congress. We also have a bulletin coming out reported by CNN through the Department of Homeland Security that is, well, possible violence on Election Day. Why are they laying this narrative? Well, my friends, apparently the globalists want civil unrest in America as they lead us into World War III in Russia with Ukraine. Indeed, we're living in the perilous times the Bible predicted.
Just a few more headlines, and then we'll get back to the phones. We're in the final segment already, and so often we hear Jim on Crosstalk saying, you know, we could easily go into a second hour, and we could certainly do that with this stack of headlines that has been compiled here this week. But when you have headlines such as this, there is a great cause for concern, and our country as Americans here, how could we possibly be in the sad shape that we are in today were it only for those that someone somewhere is wanting it that way? Do you know that the U.S. debt has spiraled to a record $31 trillion? It's met the now the $31 trillion mark. And friends, that is not the that is not the fault of one side or another. That is just plain irresponsibility on the Republicans. It's irresponsibility on the Democrats. Imagine that. A record $31 trillion mark is our national debt, spiking $8 trillion in 2 years. There's news on that. CBN did a round of that reporting. And then something else we just want to quickly mention here. Reuters reporting that Joe Biden has called on his administration and Congress to explore ways to boost U.S. energy production and reduce OPEC's control over energy prices after the cartel's short-sighted production cut. That from the White House this past Wednesday, Biden warned that he will now continue to direct releases from the nation's strategic petroleum reserve as, quote, necessary. Many believe this is a depletion of America's oil reserves. Meanwhile, here in Milwaukee, where VCY headquarters is, we're now watching gas prices go up once again, jumping past $4 a gallon on average. That from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, gas prices in Wisconsin and the Milwaukee Metro jumping past $4 a gallon. Prices have risen almost 50 cents a gallon in Wisconsin just this past month. The price is more than $1 a gallon higher than it was this time last year in Wisconsin. The national average as of yesterday, Thursday, was $3.87. California had the highest prices in the nation at $6.42 a gallon on average. And after weeks of steady declines, the higher gas prices are again poised to add to inflation pressure already being felt across Wisconsin and the U.S. Friends, yes, we have these problems here in America, but I would contend that these problems we're sharing here today, they aren't anything compared to what we are seeing going on in what is called, what is known as the church today. Final headline we will read is a sad one. And I use that term church in quotations because, and we will, God willing, share more on this next week on Crosstalk. Jim will have Peter Barbara, LaBarbara with us, I believe, Tuesday next week. But this coming weekend, Saturday night, 6:30 p.m. in Northfield, Minnesota, and that's all the credit we will give to this, there is a gospel drag show. Not a dragster show, a drag queen show at a so-called church in Northfield, Minnesota. See, we have bigger problems than just our headlines of the day. And I will contend that this is not the church that Jesus Christ is building. And I will contend that America has bigger problems than just its fuel prices. Alice is in Arkansas. Thank you for holding on, Alice. You're on Crosstalk.
Oh, thank you so much for this program. Thank you that America that's listening to this can heed the warning, because it isn't just Gavin Newsom. It's all across. Yes, it's the world, but America is my country. And you know, yes, it says in the book of Revelation, we were created for the pleasure of God.
Yes.
In the garden, God's fellowship with Adam and Eve. America has gone pleasure mad. The Bible said, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. When there's a revival, people love God. They love to talk about God. They love to talk and sing about God and his goodness to the souls of mankind for which Christ died, that never dying eternal soul. This nation has forgotten God.
Yes, it has, Alice, and we have others waiting, so I'll have to stop you right there. But you are correct, and when we have governors of states in this nation buying billboards, I question who's paying for that. Buying billboards in support of killing children, we have major problems, and. Any baseball fans listening today, this is very interesting. And if you're a baseball fan, quite possibly you're well familiar with this big news from this week.
There it goes! Soaring into history! He's done it!
Aaron Judge is the new American League home run record holder.
And the celebration is on.
The Yankees dugout erupting, spilling onto the field as that long-awaited 60-second homer went sailing into left field.
Seeing them run out in the field, you know, get a chance to hug them all. They're saying congratulations. You know, that's what it's about for me.
Judge's mom in the stands as the ball cleared the fence, letting out a sigh of relief, which Judge himself shared.
There's a good sense of relief once I saw it land in that fan's glove.
We hear so much about abortion in our world today. Do you know that adoption is always the best choice? Do you know that Aaron Judge, the latest baseball star and home run king, was adopted not something of 2 days after he was born? What a glorious story of hope and how adoption is always the better option. Quickly to Tucson, Arizona, Skip is on the line. Thanks for calling Crosstalk today, Skip.
Yeah, hey, thank you for taking my call today. And I just, like I said, I love your guys' program. I like listening to it every day at work here. Same thing with Worldview Weekend with the information. But my question was with Newsom, you know, that he is truly, you know, he's been forewarned by that letter, and he needs to take that seriously.
Yes.
Because that's a word from the Lord, and that's going to happen. But also that with those billboards, you know, it's the taxpayers' dollars that are paying for that.
Correct.
So that's all I wanted to say. And that, you know, and what the lady commented on, I believe that if we repent, that God will still bless America.
Skip, thank you for your call. And yes, I'm reminded of the words of Jesus that said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven." If not us as the church of Jesus Christ, the church that he is building, who is going to point others to the way, the truth, and the life? There is good news despite all the bad. Let's go and share it with the world.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Take Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.